Boker Tov, good morning. We are starting new parashah, parashat Vayishlach. Shavua Tov. Today's class should be for the refuah shalom of all the chonim, v'chlanam, chemdam, barachom, hachanam, zan, adem, chanam, hachanam, rifka, sereman, munir, shalom, amatzara, David, ben Rachel, yafa, bat, devarar, rifka, bat, achavir, rifka, bat, aser, shalom, aser, farim, adam, shalom, hachanam, yafa, bat, miriam, yabudam, rifka, chanam, hachanam, hachanam, simcham, ben malkam, ben rachem, 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 יוסף בן יפן, דניה מדינה, סמכה מדינה, פרם מדינה, גם מגבש, גם מטריאם, להבדיל, וגם רפואה של המחנה, להבדיל לנשמן, ברכה בעתיגה, דוד בן אליהו, לילד המלפיים, שמולי שעה, ועזר מדינה, דמרון, 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 וגם שלמה בן יצחק חיים, להבדיל הרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. אוקיי, פרשת וישלח. פרשת וישלח starts out. Now, we are many, many years, Yaakov and Esav, they haven't seen each other. And the last time Yaakov and Esav saw each other, Esav wanted to kill his brother Yaakov. Now, they are finally meeting up again, over 20 years later. And the parasha starts out, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv. It says Yaakov sends an angel, these angels in front of him, to his brother. And it seems like Yaakov is very frightened and they're about to go to war. This is what seems like it's happening. And so the question is, why does Yaakov send the angels? Yaakov knows they're going to war, then build up your army, get ready, step up, it's time to go to war. Go walk in with your military. Why are you sending angels? So this question is actually a very interesting question. I want to read to you the Ramban on this week's parasha. The Ramban starts out on this week's parasha, says something very interesting. He says that this parasha starts out by teaching us a very, very important lesson. He says that it's teaching us that Yaakov Avinu lo batach betzidkato. He didn't trust and didn't rely on his righteousness. He didn't think because I'm a tzaddik, Hashem is going to take care of me and I'm going to win the war. He says, the Ramban says, v'shtadel batzala v'chol yecholato. He tries everything he can in order to save himself and the rest of Am Yisrael. And he builds himself up so far to the extent that he doesn't think that it's enough for me to just go with my army. So he says, I have to send angels. And I don't believe in myself enough. I don't have enough of that. I don't feel like I'm a good, big enough tzaddik in order to just go myself and send myself. This is what the Ramban says. And the Ramban goes on and explains that the way Yaakov dealt with Esav is actually the same way that today we have to deal with the children of Esav, who we don't necessarily know exactly who they are. But the same way we see all this anti-Semitism, so the Ramban says, the same way that Yaakov, he prayed, he sent gifts, he went out to battle, he put his due diligence in and everything, we have to do the same when it comes to fighting for Am Yisrael. But I want to focus on that one line. Shehu lo batach b'tzidkato. Yaakov Avinu, he sent angels because he didn't trust in his righteousness, that his righteousness will win him the war. And this idea that we think that things are just given to us is a misconception. You know, every single day we wake up, we're healthy, Baruch Hashem, we can walk, we can breathe, we have many, many blessings every single day. We can count millions and millions of blessings every single day, right? But a lot of times as time passes, we take these things for granted because we feel like it's a given, because most people have these things. Most people can breathe. Most people can walk, we pray and hope, right? So if you have it, you take it sometimes for granted because you feel as though this is something that most people have. If I don't have it, God forbid, then it's God cursing me. But Yaakov Avinu is teaching us the opposite. Yaakov Avinu is teaching us, don't just rely on the fact that you're a tzaddik, you're somebody who believes in Hashem, that Hashem will give you everything. Don't rely on that. You have to constantly, every single day, be thinking that, who knows? Who knows who Hashem is going to bless? And we pray and hope that Hashem is blessing all of Am Yisrael. And that all of Am Yisrael should have a refuah shlema. And all of Am Yisrael should be healthy. And all of Am Yisrael should have all the berachot. But who knows? The Ramban is saying, Yaakov Avinu didn't rely on his righteousness just to think that because I'm a tzaddik and Esav is a rasha, so therefore I'm going to win the war. That's not the case. And I want to tell you a story. Somebody recently came up to me, without giving any names, he came up to me and he said that he was having a very, very hard time dating. He was telling me his dating story. And he was saying, I had a very hard time dating. He said, for years and years and years, dated many girls, it never worked out. He said, and he got to the point where one day he sat down in bed and he laid back and he said, I give up. He says, there's nothing I can do. Hashem, I've put in all of my effort. I've put in all of my yishtadlut. There's nothing else that I can do in order to acquire a wife. said, if you want to give it, you can give it. And he said, I was about to give up all hope. This is what he told me. And he said, the second he felt that feeling, his phone rang. And it was his cousin. And his cousin was calling him to ask about if he wants to go out with this certain girl. And so he said, I already went out with her 2 years ago. I already went out with her. It didn't work out. It didn't click. And the cousin convinced him. He said, maybe try it again. Things change. And the guy went out with the girl. And the guy, he ended up getting engaged to the girl. And continued and continued. And the brachot continued afterwards. And he told me this story. And he said, if you asked me before that call, I would have said, I'll probably never get married. He said, I had no hope. But he said, only when I realized that I have nothing else to rely on but Hashem, is when Hashem gave me that bracha. And it's a very hard thing. It's not something easy. Each and every person has to have the siyata dishmaya, the help from Hashem at the right time for each and every person. We pray and hope that all of the young singles, all of the older singles, everyone should find their wives at the right time. And everyone should get married to the right people at the right time. It's not easy. But a person has to learn this message from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu didn't just rely on himself. He didn't think that because I'm a tzaddik, because I'm someone great, that means I deserve X, Y, and Z. No. Lo batach betzidkato. He didn't rely on his righteousness. He didn't believe in himself to think that he was confident. He went out to war. He brought an army, a military. He did everything he needed to do. He put all his efforts in, his due diligence. But he said, I'm not going to rely on myself. I'm going to send angels in front of me. This lesson is something that's so powerful, and it's something that every single day we fight with, we go against. And we're constantly telling ourselves that I should believe in myself, that I deserve X or I deserve Y. Sometimes people have difficulty in parnasah, and it's something that's so hard. Some people understand it, some people don't. Sometimes people have real difficulty with making money, with making ends meet, and they don't understand it. And only sometimes when they get to such a far, difficult extent to the point, does Hashem say, okay, fine, now I'll open it up for you. And sometimes it just doesn't make sense. Why? Why is he doing that? And we have to remind ourselves and turn us back to this week's parasha. Remind ourselves of Yaakov Avinu, our forefather. We have to learn the lessons from Yaakov Avinu, says the Ramban, and live it ourselves. Because that's how the children of Esav are going to be with us. We have to be the same way with them. We have to constantly be reminding ourselves that we don't deserve it. Don't think that you deserve it. And this is very beautiful. From last week's parasha, when Yehuda was born, what does Leah say? Leah says, now, since Hashem blessed me with the fourth son, this is something she didn't feel that she deserved. Past her third son, she says, now I'm going to name him Yehuda, because now I'm going to thank Hashem. I'm going to thank Hashem now because I didn't deserve it. And the Chachamim say, the commentators say, why only then? Well, she didn't thank Hashem for the first son? And they say, no, the reason is because when she realized that she had three, she thought she was going to have three. There's four wives, each one will have three, there's supposed to be 12. She said, when I had a fourth, I realized I got something I didn't deserve. Once she got something she didn't deserve, that's when she said, now I have to appreciate. Let's realize that we don't deserve anything. Don't wait till you get to an extent where, again, she had prophecy. She knew that she needed to have three. That's why she started to think at four. But we don't have prophecy. We don't know what we deserve. So let's think that we don't necessarily deserve anything. And let's appreciate and not take for granted anything that we do get. All of the bracha that we get, all of the health that we get, all of the parnasah that we get. Let's appreciate every single ounce of it. And let's not rely on our own righteousness to think that we deserve it. I pray and hope that through this message of Yaakov Avinu, we can always have trust in Hashem, not trust in our own righteousness, not think that we deserve things. And Hashem will bless us 100, if not 1,000 times more. Have a great day.